It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Netflix announced a new talent show, Rhythm and Flow, which will feature Cardi B, Chance the Rapper, and T.I. as its judges. The show is billed as a search for the next breakout hip-hop star and will air in 10-hour-long episodes next year. Auditions take place in Atlanta, Chicago, and New York. This is going to be great.
I'm looking forward to it. This is going to be really a cool show.
It's going to be awesome. I have been wanting, dreaming, wishing, and hoping for Cardi B to be on TV. And I feel like this is just going to be the start of that. I think that they're going to see how much of a star she is on camera for this show. And I'm really hoping she signs a deal for a reality show.
Cardi B, how'd you think that performance was? It was okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Monica Lewinsky is telling her side of the Clinton affair in a brand new 6-hour documentary for A&E. Coinciding with the 20th anniversary of Bill Clinton's impeachment hearings, the special will chronicle the events leading up to the impeachment trial and the role of media, feminism, and politics in this story of sex, power, lies, and ideological warfare. She's going to reveal that she had suicidal thoughts right after the incident.
Oh my gosh, that's absolutely sad and insane.
I would be hysterically crying and then I would just shut down. And in the shutdown period, I remember looking out the window and thinking that the only way to fix this was to kill myself, was to jump out the window.
Good grief. Super, super sad. I'm glad that she was able to get through that. What is that?
That's just really sad. That's what that is.
Serena Williams is on the cover of GQ and is named a, quote, Woman of the Year. And I'm saying quote because literally on the magazine cover it says woman in quotes. So the magazine is taking heat because it included quotation marks around the word woman, which was above the crossed out word men on its cover. People aren't happy about the quotation marks. One user on Twitter summed up the reason Serena's fans should be mad by saying Serena has been misgendered and has had the vilest, most transphobic, I don't even know, this is a new word, a new phrase.
Oh, I like new words. Let me hear it.
Misogynorist? I don't know what this, I've never seen this word. Misogynorist? That sounds weird.
Now I'm hungry. It sounds like miso soup.
So. I don't know what that is, but they're saying those types of things to her, or have said those types of things to her about her body. So putting quotations around the word woman continues that theme. Williams has spoken in the past about being called a man or shamed for her muscular body. GQ said the woman in quotations on the cover was in designer Virgil Abloh's handwriting. The quotation marks are just a signature of his. Apparently everything he writes, he puts like little quotes around it, like I guess he's saying it or something like that. So it's just his style. And so GQ said it's quite literally, there is quite literally a tag or quotation around the word woman because that's Virgil's own style and branding included in his partnership with Nike and Serena herself. That's the only message behind it. So they're saying it doesn't, there's nothing like, you know, they're not calling her a man or whatever. Everybody's outraged again
over something they shouldn't be.
Forbes released its annual 30 under 30 list this week, which includes top achievers in categories including finance, healthcare, and media. Liv, your old boss is in the 30 under 30?
Yes, the Forbes 30 under 30. So the job that I was working at before, like right before I got this job in Cincinnati, Ohio, I was working for a technology company. I was a salesperson.
And that guy's on this list?
And he is on this list.
How random is that? He's on this list with musicians like Camila Cabello, Post Malone. There are athletes.
No way. Okay, he must have done those things where you can like make your own little cover of something.
And I don't know.
Hey,
he must be good.
I'm the Times Person of the Year.
He must be pretty successful in his little technology company thing or whatever, because athletes like Blake Griffin and Adam Rippon are on here. The youngest person on the list this year is 14-year-old singer and songwriter Grace VanderWaal. If you remember who she is, she rose to fame at the tender age of 12. Can we not say tender age of 12?
Well, it is kind of a tender time in a girl's, you know. She's not yet a woman, not yet a girl.
That's what they wrote for me. When she was named the winner of America's Got Talent. So she was the America's Got Talent
girl.
Yeah,
she's kind of folksy right there.
Yeah.
And by the way, you shouldn't judge a book by its cover, but your old boss looks like he could be on Murder Monday for killing people.
Joe!
You don't think so?
That's rude.
I will say he is a little weird by dressing. It's because he's so smart. Like, I went out to lunch with him one time.
They're always weird. You know, the smarter you are, the weirder you are. It's just what happens.
And it's not even just like he's smart. Like, his brain I just don't understand. Like, the technology that was in that building, like, I was awful at selling it because, like, I didn't fully understand it.
So if he's rich, does that mean you're rich too?
I would have been if I would have stayed.
Oh,
oh no. Okay.
Shots fired.
Well, welcome to the Joe and Alex Show in a world of poverty.
Oh, no.
So happy for you. That is the garbage on the Joe and Alex Show. Coming up next, we are going to hook you up, at least a shot at it, to win Backstreet Boy tickets, the DNA World Tour 2019. Give us about 6 minutes, and you can win on the Joe and Alex Show.